Hi, my name is Grant, and I served almost 4 years with the U.S. Army as an infantryman in a mechanized unit. This display is intended to focus on the post-9/11 military operations in the global war on terror and primarily focuses on Iraq and Afghanistan. In March of 2003, U.S. forces invaded Iraq, vowing to destroy Iraqi weapons of mass destruction being stockpiled by Saddam Hussein. This eventually proved to be false by 2004, so within 1 year. And the result was a fractured state full of insurgent factions, all infighting, violently and politically and otherwise. Saddam's government was replaced and democratic elections were held. President Bush later declared the end of major combat operations in Iraq. However, U.S. forces stayed behind. By 2009, U.S. forces began to leave, and only a force of advisors would stay. But by 2011, all U.S. forces had pulled out of Iraq. Afghanistan, however, became the largest U.S. military operation in history. It took place from 2001 to 2021. The United States invaded, declaring Operation Enduring Freedom as a part of the earlier declared war on terror, toppling the Taliban-ruled Islamic Emirate and establishing the Islamic Republic 3 years later. The Taliban and its allies were expelled from major population centers and primary objectives. The Taliban offensive in 2021 and made primarily possible by the U.S. pulling out would reestablish the Islamic Emirate that was dismantled 2 decades earlier. One of the items in this display cabinet is an Afghan Pashtun hat, which in the modern day is seen as a cultural icon. However, it actually only became popular recently in 1890 to replace the turban as male headwear. Nowadays, only tribal and traditional rural areas prefer the turban, but almost all of Afghanistan and certain parts of Pakistan now prefer the Pashtun hat. There is also an Iraqi Republican Guard beret. Those were the elite soldiers that were intended to protect Saddam Hussein, and it later became known as the Republican Guard Corps, and they wore primarily black. There is also a chandelier jewel that was liberated from one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. One of those palaces was named the Victory Over America Palace. That did not exactly pan out. The uniform of the display is Desert Marpat, worn by the United States Marine Corps, and they are largely still fielding it. Marpat is actually based on Canadian CADPAT, however, it could not look exactly the same due to patent and copyright issues. The boots are modern OCP pattern boots that most soldiers, like myself, replaced as soon as they possibly could because they were horribly uncomfortable, but at the same time, largely indestructible. There's also goggles, which are issued to every soldier. However, really only vehicle crew ever wears them. Most soldiers just prefer ballistic sunglasses, clear or dark lensed as eye protection. There are also playing cards that had most wanted officials on them. They were called kill cards. We also have some iconic vehicles, such as the B-52, which had something called a cart start, where they put an explosive in the engine to cut the start time down to get it off the runway so that it could go and hit an objective. There's also the iconic A-10 Warthog. One of the most amazing things about it is that it is an airplane that was built around a gigantic gun, and it fires depleted uranium rounds at a rate of 3,900 per minute. There's also the M1 Abrams tank, which during the global war on terror, none were destroyed by enemy forces. Several were destroyed by friendly fire, and others were intentionally destroyed to avoid their capture. Thank you for listening to all of this, and I hope it provided some decent education on the global war on terror.